here's a story from The World.
We begin today in India. Once again, the country has gone into lockdown. Despite a massive vaccination effort, COVID cases have been on the rise in India. Reporter Chavi Sachdev is in Mumbai. She explained to me the scale of the problem.
It's really quite bad. I live in Mumbai, which is in the state of Maharashtra, and we are leading this race. We've had the highest number of daily cases happening in Mumbai since last year. And, you know, we're number three in the world as well. It's quite bad. People are scared.
And this lockdown just happened. How was India doing before this?
I would love to say that we were being really cautious, but it looked like it was business as usual in loads of places, including in Mumbai. And I was really quite frightened personally. Businesses were back up. Malls had reopened. People were going to see movies and cinemas, restaurants, indoor seating. All of that was back. And then our cases started to go up dramatically. So on Sunday, we were told last week that starting Monday night, we would have a mini lockdown, which means that everybody who is not an essential worker has to go back to working from home. All offices are shut, swimming pools, malls, cinemas, again, totally closed down. Restaurants are open for delivery and takeaway for part of the time. And if you're not working in the food industry or its associated things like dairy or bakeries, or you're not a health worker, or you're not working in essential services, you need to stay home.
So a new lockdown, Chavi, what else is the government doing to get things under control?
So we started rollout for vaccines a few weeks ago, and it was only open to people above the age of 65. And then on the 1st of April, they said anybody over the age of 45, or if you have comorbidities, you can get vaccinated. Along with the lockdown, they released a statement saying that as of Monday, the 12th of April, if you are one of those people that has to go to work, so you work in a grocery store or the post office, you need to either have been vaccinated or you need to have a clear COVID test, a PCR test that's negative. And today is the last day to do that because we also have weekend lockdown. From Friday evening through Monday morning, nothing is open.
Chavi, I gather you were out today at a vaccine clinic. What did you see?
I left early this morning and zipped through traffic because of lockdown. We got there and we found a traffic jam at the center. And we got out of the taxi and we were told there's no more vaccines.
Wow.
We couldn't believe it. So I went further, of course, to investigate.
My name is Chavi. I've come for the vaccine, but I'm also a reporter.
Yeah, when I have come today, but then they are saying now it's written over here, no?
There's no vaccine.
Yeah.
There were little printouts up saying that until further notice, there are no vaccines available. There was lots of angry people and frustrated people. There was police out in to keep the barricades from being busted through. It was crazy.
Were you able to speak to anybody who was able to give an official explanation about why there were no more vaccines?
I did. I got a hold of Dr. Dere, who is the dean of the vaccination center, and this is what he said.
Only we have 160 doses, that is 16 vials with us, which we can give to the citizens of this Mumbai, who on first-come, first-serve basis.
A lot of people were upset they hadn't been notified. If people knew last night that the vaccines were not available for today, or that only 160 people could get the vaccine instead of 5,500 people, they should have been informed.
So, Chavi, Monday is the deadline for businesses to be closed if people are not vaccinated. What have you been hearing about that?
There were so many people who were worried and they were so angry. They were shouting at the poor doctors and the cops there because they can't open their businesses on Monday.
It's really weird. I thought India was one of the centers of the world where vaccines are being manufactured, and they're running out in Mumbai.
And the jury's out. There's a lot of finger pointing about why this is happening. Some people are upset because we are supplying other countries in South Asia and abroad. And we just heard that the Serum Institute has asked the government for $400 million more so they can ramp up production of the AstraZeneca vaccine in India.
Journalist Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai bringing us up to speed on the response to COVID-19 there. Chavi, thank you very much and good luck getting a vaccine soon, I hope.
Thank you, Marco. We live in hope.